In Wisconsin, doctors who don't want to remove a patient's feeding tube have to refer the case to someone who will. However, nurses and other healthcare workers with moral conflicts wouldn't have to follow a patient's wishes under a proposed expansion of the so-called conscience clause. Mary Jo Schiavone has her end-of-life decisions down on paper, but told lawmakers during a public hearing she's concerned her wishes would be legally ignored if Assembly Bill 207 becomes law.
My husband is my health care agent. He doesn't want to be fighting with the doctor about whether the doctor is making a reasonable attempt to transfer me to follow my end-of-life decisions.
Critics of the legislative proposal contend that patient care will suffer in more than just end-of-life situations. For instance, pharmacists could refuse to dispense certain medication. Jean Huntermark insists access to contraceptives would not be restricted under her proposal, and that critics are wrong to call it the patient abandonment bill. She says it merely allows healthcare workers to follow their conscience while on the job.
It is unreasonable that a dedicated healthcare professional should be fired or demoted at their job, face professional discipline, or potentially be sued for refusing to destroy human life.
Support for the bill among pro-life doctors and nurses is strong. Opposition to the bill is broad. It includes family planning advocates, major medical organizations, stem cell researchers, and labor attorneys. Civil rights lawyer David Lasker says the bill turns job discrimination law on its head by giving healthcare workers with moral conflicts special job protections no one else gets.
This bill appears to give the employee absolute power. There is a lack of balance in it whatsoever.
The bill is similar to one vetoed by Governor Jim Doyle last session. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.